With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting as Israel is apparently preparing for a ground assault into Gaza after the Hamas terrorist attack on southern Israel. The White House says discussions are taking place about ways to protect innocent Palestinians in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the United States is exploring ways to arrange safe passage for Gaza's civilians.
We're actively discussing this with our Israeli and our Egyptian counterparts. We support safe passage for civilians. Civilians are not to blame for what Hamas has done.
Meanwhile, Kirby said the U.S. has no specific evidence of direct involvement by Iranians in the planning or execution of the Hamas attack, even though Iran is a main sponsor of Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, two GOP senators are calling on the president to freeze the return of $6 billion in Iranian assets in the wake of the Hamas invasion of Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas have unveiled legislation to immediately freeze the funds which had been set for return to Iran as part of a prisoner exchange deal last month. In a statement, McConnell writes that the civilized world must reimpose serious consequences on what he calls the regime that aids and abets murderous evil against innocent Israelis. He says the U.S. must lead by example and calls freezing Iranian assets an important first step. Bob Agnew reported.
The United Auto Workers Union significantly has escalated its strikes against Detroit's three automakers by going on strike against a major Ford truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky. In a surprise move, the 8,700 members left their jobs about 6:30 p.m. at the plant, which makes profitable heavy-duty F-Series pickup trucks and large SUVs. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees, and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a man. The 28-year-old male living as a female won the title this month and will now move on to compete for the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal is not the only man who has won a women's beauty pageant this year. Miss Netherlands is also male, as is Miss Puerto Rico. The Miss Universe contest was purchased in 2022 by a transgender business mogul from Thailand. This is SRN News. Test scores for the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest level in more than 30 years.
Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Janet Godwin, chief executive officer for the nonprofit ACT, says the hard truth is that we are not doing enough to ensure that graduates are truly ready for post-secondary success in college and career. The average ACT composite score for American students in 2023 was 19.5 out of 36. Last year, the average score was 19.8. I'm Donna Warder.
A felony larceny charge was dropped against a Connecticut man who found a bag containing nearly $5,000 in cash outside a bank and claimed finders keepers. A state prosecutor in Bridgeport decided to drop the charge Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.